Blackstone Audio presents Chemistry for Beginners by Anthony Strong. Foreword. For a writer, the internet is a wonderful tool. If I want to research, say, folk customs in Seattle, or look up a Swedish train timetable from 1957, all I have to do is type in a few key words and, hey presto, within moments the requisite facts are there in front of me without my even having to leave my desk. The downside is that sometimes there's just too much information. It can seem as if every last scrap of human knowledge, every random thought that has ever occurred to the human race, has been scanned in and uploaded somewhere, ready to snag the unwary author and divert him from his task. Sometimes I find myself wasting whole days transfixed by the scribblings of a gap-year backpacker in Tanzania, trawling through decade-old weather reports from Moscow, or simply drifting from link to link, propelled only by idle curiosity and a vague disinclination to do any proper work. I can't now recall what I was researching when I stumbled across Dr. Stephen Fisher's strange little paper about female sexual dysfunction, but as I read it, I soon realized that the story of the biochemist, the research subject, identified only as Miss G, and the treatment, known as KXC-79, demanded a wider audience. I immediately saved a copy to my hard drive. It was lucky I did. Later, when I went back to check, the paper and all references to it seemed to have vanished from the internet as completely as if they had been deliberately removed. I have made a few small changes to names and so on, mostly for legal reasons. Other than that, the text is as I found it. Meanwhile, several big pharmaceutical companies are reported to be...